This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Trump administration has been trying to push Congress to ask everyone if they're citizens on the next census. That headcount determines congressional seats, guides about $675 billion in federal funding every year. But there are ongoing concerns. The census undercounts people of color and people in urban areas in general. Larry Buell has more on efforts to improve the count in Southern California.
Michelle Martinez is vice mayor of Santa Ana, California. She says she believes there was an undercount in 2010, and that means her city is getting less money than it's due.
And those dollars were utilized for school programs, after-school programs, community programs, parks, our libraries.
The nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California estimates the state gets around $2,000 per person from the federal government for the top federally funded programs. In Latino communities, a proposed question on citizenship could make the task of counting heads more difficult. The law says everyone in the U.S. must be counted, not only citizens. Advocates worry that fear of the feds might cause many to avoid the census. Christian Arana is policy director at the Latino Community Foundation.
It may be the case where mom and dad are undocumented, but all three children are American citizens. You know, if mom and dad don't want to fill out the questionnaire, you're therefore losing them too, plus the three children.
Census planners are aware of the challenges. Celeste Jimenez is assistant regional census manager for California. Speaking at a gathering of community leaders, she says the Bureau is exploring new ways of reaching out to Latinos.
We want to make sure we're partnering with grassroots organizations and that we're really creating a localized message for our communities here.
Community advocates also explored what messages could work at a recent forum in downtown L.A. Some recommended sending church leaders and local legislators with census canvassers in every neighborhood. Rosalind Gold is senior policy director at the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. She proposed ways to reach people who won't answer the door.
A community forum, an event that's happening, as well as the kiosks or the questionnaire assistance centers are really places where people can come to be comfortable.
Gold and others say their mission for the next 2 years is to convince all Latinos that their information is safe and that they should want to fill out the census. I'm Larry Buell for Marketplace.